The Title IX policy on sexual assault, stalking, and other forms of sexual misconduct is a new approach formulated to improve upon existing complaint procedures in place to address issues of discrimination and sexual harassment. The policy prohibits and defines acts of sexual discrimination, including but not limited to sexual violence, sexual harassment, sexual assault, and stalking. Wes Pratt is MSU's Director of Institutional Equality and Compliance and Title IX Coordinator.
It defines consent. It defines what the complainants and the respondents' rights are. It outlines what steps students or employees should take if they are the victims or the recipients of unwanted sexual contact, as well as ensuring confidentiality to the extent that that's possible, depending upon whether there's a threat to the safety of the victim or of other students on campus.
Additionally, the policy outlines a prevention and awareness program. Nearly 1 in 5 women are victims of sexual assault in college, cites Caleb Doyle, the student member on the Board of Governors, which unanimously approved the policy last week.
I think there's a big push right now, especially with public universities. There's kind of been this big national focus on combating sexual assault. And so I think it's necessary to kind of redefine some things and relook at your policy, and also to make sure everyone's aware of what's available.
Title IX is a federal law that prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex in education. It has been on the forefront of national discourse as allegations have arisen that certain schools have mishandled sexual assault cases. In January, President Obama established a White House task force to protect students from sexual assault. And just this month, U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri released her findings of a survey asking 440 colleges and universities how they report and investigate sexual misconduct. The survey found that 1 in 3 institutions of higher learning do not train its students on how to respond to sexual violence on campus, and 1 in 5 do not train staff. From a local level, Doyle considers Missouri State to be ahead of the game on the issue. He adds that as classes resume, officials will begin educating others on the policy.
As far as students are concerned, with the Student Government Association, this will be one of our top priorities this year. It's kind of rolling out these trainings and kind of implementing them in a good way, understanding what resources we have and advertising those, and maybe creating new resources as they are necessary.
The new Title IX policy is only one step in ensuring that Missouri State students can learn and thrive in a safe and secure environment. Wes Pratt says that young men and women need to be respectful of one another and need to conduct themselves accordingly.
When we fail to do that, then the policy allows us to take aggressive action to provide resources. But the bottom line is we can legislate policy, but in order to legislate behavior, that's an individual decision. That's a decision that a person has to look deep within themselves and ascertain to what extent, you know, they are going to be good citizens. They are going to be respectful. They are going to value each other as human beings.
For more details on MSU's new Title IX policy, visit our website at ksmu.org. For KSMU News, I'm Elisa Zhu.